If you want to give me your login to your accounts, I'll tell you what's going on with them.
The only thing creepier than monitoring your accounts yourself is the unwellness of someone else monitoring your accounts for you.
Amy, you've had two unfollowers. Amy, what did you do?
Okay?
Are you all right?
No one's looking at your account.
No one's watching your stories.
And there's some unfollows.
Yeah. Sorry.
Are you okay?
All right over there? You're really unpopular.
I'm not okay.
Okay.
And now I know.
Yeah. Because now I'm telling you and I'm watching it.
And
happen.
You have to tell me. You can't just be like, I forgot
to
log in and look.
No, I can't. I'd have to tell you.
All so right. It's healthy to get the follower tracker for my personal account. Thanks.
Yeah. And if it's not performing well, we'll just take it over for you.
Yeah, we'll take over your
By
account.
Take it over, we mean delete we'll it. Log into it and
yeah.
delete
and post
it.
Post pictures of yeah. you that you don't know anything about.
Yes.
Okay. This sounds good for me. Thank you for doing the content production for me.
Yeah, Amy Nudes coming soon.
Coming soon to an Instagram near you.
Hey, Basics, it's Chelsea.
Hello.
If you listen to part one, you'll understand. If not, please go back and listen to part one. Jesus.
Hey, it's Travis.
It's Amy?
Oh, is it? It's Travis?
Now?
It's Travis.
I don't know what's going on over there, but hey, it's Amy.
Is that what my voice sounds like?
No, not at all.
Is that my voice?
You listen to your voice a lot.
I do.
Does that sound like your voice?
Doesn't
no.
sound accurate.
That's your sister Chelsea bullying you
yeah,
over there.
Yeah. Well, this is the Basic Brunch Cast, and this is part two. Hope you like it. Get ready. Buckle in.
You know what happens when we have a part two day? We come back like this.
Yeah.
And by back, we mean we left for a lunch break.
Yeah.
We were going to get coffee for lunch.
Just to refresh and energize ourselves.
Because we did order food at the beginning of this day. So we went to get coffee to energize ourselves. But we actually energize ourselves with mimosas.
Yeah.
Which we deserve. Because first of all, we thought a walk to get coffees would be fun. Well, we were disgusting.
It was only 84 degrees, which sounded perfect.
But we melted.
But it was 100% humidity.
So it was a pile of us when we got there. We ordered our coffees.
Wait, a pile of what?
Us.
It sounded like you said ass.
Just a pile of ass.
We ordered our coffees, and then we looked at the menu board and said, does that say mimosas? You have mimosas now at the Optimist? Yeah, we're going to need to stay here and have three of those on our coffee break. So three guava mimosas later, one per person, unlike Travis, who does a bottle per person.
Yes.
One mimosa per person.
I'm fine.
And that was our coffee break. We're back. We're fanned off. We're mimosa'd up.
Yep. And now we have some more seltzers. And you have a seltzer?
Yes.
What is that?
It's the Founder's seltzer that I like a lot that I'm pouring on the table.
You just poured on your table.
Yeah.
Look what you just did to your
probably
table.
Probably going to get a paper towel.
You should probably do that.
Okay. I do like
Can't
those
take
Founder
her anywhere.
Seltzers, though. I don't know where Amy got them, but I do like them. Mas Agave.
I've got two seltzers. I've got Humble Bumble and Drunk Fruit. And now I'm reading the back of this Drunk Fruit one. And I thought to myself, remember when we were looking, you said, what's yuzu? And I said, oh, it's an Asian lemon. It's because it says Asian fruits are extraordinary.
Okay.
We thought the world should know, so we put them in hard seltzer. So all of them are Asian fruits. Because is it lychee or lychee? I never know which way to say it. But that's an Asian fruit. And this says melon, but is that very sweet? You don't
it's
like
good.
It?
No, it's good.
Now
it's
my
good.
Little fruit are drunk.
Have you ever gotten at the Asian store, have you ever gotten those little Japanese gummy candies? They have these little gummies that they make with real fruit, and they're so good. They're really bad for you.
Is this at H Mart?
The Asian market?
Yeah.
H Mart's the one here.
I've never been to that
one. H Mart is
okay.
the one here. Okay.
But you could go to any of them. They all have them. They're these little packets of gummies. If you get the kiwi one, there's like kiwi seeds in it.
Oh.
It's actually made with the actual fruit. And there's one that has melon, and this tastes just like that gummy.
Okay.
So I asked because I'm like, that sounds delicious, and I love sweets.
They're really,
so now
oh yeah,
I want
they're
that.
Very good. They're, yeah. And it's okay. all that one flavor. I always get the grape. The kiwi, sometimes I get the melon, sometimes I get the apple, but the grape and the kiwi are my two favorites.
Okay.
So good.
I like all of the seltzers that you guys brought back from Virginia are different
yeah.
flavors
right.
than plain.
Well, it's good that we're, yeah, we
than
did.
Than water.
They don't taste like water with a the little drop of something in there.
Yeah,
or what
salt
do
water.
People say about LaCroix? They're like, it's like a, what's a flavor? I don't know. It's like a coconut walked past the room
right.
while they were making it. Yes, like it's not, it right. didn't get exactly in there. It
so just, we're a year into seltzers and we demand flavor.
Yeah, now we demand flavor. So yeah. this
so
is good. I really do like the Humble Bumble
and
one.
Oh yeah.
This has a very distinct honey taste, which I like.
Wait a minute. Please confirm that you've switched to a different seltzer.
Oh, sorry. I'm back to Humble Bumble because I'm kind of double fisting right now. And,
no. Just finishing
just
one up.
Just finishing Humble Bumble, but I did pop open the melon one. But the Humble Bumble is good because you can actually taste the honey in it.
Yeah, so as we dive into obsessing over all the seltzers that we got on our seltzer run to Charlottesville, aka our vineyard weekend,
yeah,
it's important to recap the journey we went on this week with drinking.
Yeah.
Yes.
We started Monday. First of all, on Sunday, Travis had kickball. We had already podcast.
Allegedly.
Had beverages on Saturday. On Sunday, it rained all day, so kickball happened to the point of just getting to brunch.
Yeah.
Not kickballing.
No.
So it was a mimosa-centric day.
Yeah.
And then on Monday, we have jobs. So on Monday at work, we all texted, let's get our shit together. We
not drink.
We can't drink on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Go to work on Monday.
And drink on Monday,
and drink
Tuesday,
on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday. We're tired. We have to get our fitness journeys on point.
Mm-hmm.
It's summer. Summer's going really fast. And we also have to just maybe get our lives together.
Yeah, and I'm glad we had that talk.
So, right. That was good.
Super,
we all
super glad we had that talk.
It's good to have supportive friends because in a group text when everyone's like, me too.
Yeah.
Let's be better.
Let's be best.
This is going to be a good week. Yeah. We've got kind of a long weekend coming up.
I did not drink on Monday. Did you?
I did not drink on Monday.
I did drink on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I did drink on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Woo. And probably going to be honest, and probably going to drink tomorrow. It's probably happening. So,
well, I started in with a little cheers for myself because woo, 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 woo. I did not drink on Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, you started
so
strong.
I'm the winner. However, I will say Wednesday was my mom's birthday.
I mean, mandatory.
You have to drink.
Celebration.
No, but in advance, I had decided there's no reason to drink. Mm. It's not your birthday.
True.
You can drink on your birthday.
But you're just celebrating. You're just participating.
But the pre-party Chelsea is getting her life together still, Travis.
Yes. Yeah. So we went to a Mexican restaurant in Apex that my mom and dad love to go
to. We know
to.
How that's
they
going
have,
to pass.
Yes. So you got one of those margaritas that's the size of your body.
And they have a specific waiter, so he knows.
That
he,
you
somehow
want
he
the
even
margarita.
Knew it was my mom's birthday, but we
perfect.
Didn't tell him.
That is
I think
crazy.
He just picked, I think he just heard one of us say, like maybe when my niece and my sister walked in, he heard her say, like, happy birthday. And then,
margaritas are
margaritas
flowing.
Margaritas are flowing. Yeah. So even at the point that he's asking, do we want margaritas? I'm saying, no,
thank you.
I don't. And my mom's like, you're not having a margarita? And I was like, I'll
you need
have
it.
One
you
margarita.
Needed it.
One.
Thank
okay.
you.
I mean, it's the size of the table, but I'll do one.
Just have one.
Just
it's
one.
Fine. Have you, real fast, have you seen that TikTok floating around where it's like two people talking and it's like when your best friend is supportive of you? And
I think I tagged you in it.
Oh, and she's like, I stole from them. Wait, it was only $5,000. Like, they had it coming. And then she's like, and I just am really sad that he broke up with me. And she's like, he didn't deserve you, but I cheated on him. I mean, is that really that important of a detail to this story?
So that's like everything, yeah.
That's how I feel about your margaritas right now. I'm like, I'm like, size of a table. It was still one margarita. You just, you
and
needed it.
You had 2 days of perfection before that.
Yeah.
2 whole days.
It's hump day.
You needed it to get over that hump of the week. And if you count all of the morning and afternoon of Wednesday, you actually almost made it 3 days.
Okay.
So you're doing great.
So the next day comes and I had plans with a friend to go to a restaurant in Holly Springs that I've been wanting to try.
Okay.
So I wake up and I'm
good.
It's good.
We're glad you woke up.
I woke up and I was I'm pretty sleepy because after the margaritas, I don't know why.
Did I just hear S at
the
end of margarita?
Margaritas? I did have a Corona. They had a second margarita. I switched to a light Corona. Okay.
A Corona.
No. I mean, that's
basically
water.
Not alcohol.
Yeah.
It's water. Yeah.
Yeah. So I switched to water. And but then when we got home, I wanted to stay up and watch TV.
Right,
and
of course.
Just
Wednesday night
just
rowdy.
Keep
living
your life. And then it was midnight and I went to bed and I was... So by the time I woke up, Adrian was already gone to work since he goes so early.
Yeah.
I was tired and I text him and I'm like, I don't want to go to have drinks with my friend tonight. I'm very tired. And he's like, well, I think maybe you can see how the day goes and make those decisions. day went fine. I ended up meeting a friend for like appetizers and a beverage, and it wasn't anything crazy, but here we are at Thursday. Mm-hmm. So then, of course, we have, as we've just talked about, then we have dinner with your sister the next day. And I'm telling Adrian, this is not possible to go out 3 days in a row now.
Yeah.
I mean, by yesterday, I'm like, I need an energy drink. I have to take some Aleve. I better just like pre-pop some Tums.
Your energy level was high at the restaurant. I will say I'm impressed that you were able to rally to that degree.
Yeah.
So, I would never have known.
So good luck to all the people who are returning into the pandemic world, because it's exhausting.
It is exhausting, right? Everything's exhausting.
But it's so fun, but it's also exhausting, so I can't decide. And then when I went to the bathroom earlier here, I looked in the mirror, and I do have a hat on today, but I was like, oh, these under eye bags are... they're present.
Yeah, they come from the drinking.
I'm so conflicted because I'm so excited to do every single thing I can. And I have this thing where I can convince myself that I have this like gratitude towards the world reopening. Yeah. And I would have just done anything to have any of these experiences last year. So I have to do them. And so I'm so open to doing all of the things. But at the same time, it's not easy to just come out of a year of pandemic and suddenly be social and fun and normal again.
Yeah.
It's not normal. No. I'm overwhelmed by everything I do. And I need a day of recovery. So every Saturday that I'm fun, on Sunday, I'm like just so cranky or so overwhelmed or so exhausted.
Yeah.
I had a good Saturday, but I'm just not ready to recover like that.
When I told Chelsea yesterday when we were getting drinks before we met you and your sister, I said, the problem I'm noticing with myself is I can have days where I don't need to go out or do anything.
Right.
On Tuesday, the drink I had half of a seltzer. Like I poured.
No, I only had one drink on Tuesday. I'm not saying I didn't drink.
And I didn't finish the seltzer because the next morning I was like, oops, you didn't drink your whole drink.
It was more that we had meals out and we made the choice to say yes to a beverage versus saying water.
Yes. But on the days where I do go out, like, on Sunday, I was like, I got to brunch and I was like, this is fun. I'm going to have this bottle of champagne. And then
he said bottle.
A bottle. a bottle. Should have been done. That should have been the end. I went to the next.
For most humans,
it would have been the end. I went to the next place. We all went together to the next place. I had 5 Trulies there because they had Trulies and they had the Truly lemonades. And so I was like, I'll just keep having.
They have the lemonades.
I have to get them. And they had the punches. So I was getting punches and switching between punches and lemonades. Then we went to Raleigh Times and I got some drinks there and had some dinner. And then after that, we went to Flex. And at this point, it's like midnight.
I was going to say, just to clarify.
Brunch has been done for 12 hours.
A 12-hour scenario. So it's not like we're pounding drinks.
No, in 2 hours.
It's just a long day of fun.
It's concerning.
Each point of that day, I was like, you could go home now. Like, each time we left.
You've had enough. You've done enough.
But the other side of my brain was like, you're not going to go home because if they close everything down again, you're going to regret the fact that you did not
sing a karaoke song.
Do
at the bar.
All the things. Exactly. And sing karaoke. So you're going to stay here until they kick you out.
Right. But the things that we're fighting to do are things that pre-pandemic us maybe wouldn't even have done. And now we're clawing at the door.
I would not have done a 14-hour day drinking.
You never sing karaoke casually on a Sunday.
No.
Now you're like, holding onto your chair. They're lifting you up to remove you from the bar because they're closing and you're refusing to go to sing karaoke.
I need to sing one more song, please.
What? What?
Yeah, who am I?
And you know what's interesting is that I oscillate between that. Uh-huh. So I'm like, I'm out. I'm having fun.
Right.
Yesterday when Travis and I went to Y Hill before we went to dinner, I was going to order a mocktail first. And then I was like, I'll just go ahead and get a beverage. And then I just had one beverage there. I didn't order a mocktail because I was like, you don't need to pay $15
for no alcohol,
a mocktail.
Yeah.
So I ended up just drinking water. But then Travis got his drink and I had such like drink envy because I was like, you're being responsible, but look at that. That drink looks so good.
He seems happy.
Oh my gosh, look at that. Okay, so this is one version of me.
Mm-hmm.
The other version of me is I don't even walk outside for 2 full days, which is Monday and Tuesday. And then I'm saying to Adrian on Tuesday evening, hey, babe, I actually haven't walked out of this house at all. And because we don't have a dog anymore.
I don't know
there's
what the
no reason
is.
To walk outside, right? So I'm like, we need to go on a walk.
mm-hmm. or something.
Or something. I don't know. I need to get out of here.
Go get the mail.
And he's like, well, I go to work every morning and I go to my job. So do you need to
He's like, I think you're the one who needs to go on a walk.
I don't need a walk. You need a walk.
And then this week it was one of my friend from college. It was her birthday. And it was the one that we did like Sunday Funday a couple weeks ago. And I haven't mm-hmm. seen her in a while. And she came down to my friend's house at Alicia and we did riding the ATVs and the things in the yard. So I actually did want to post like happy birthday to her.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I was like, how long have I known her?
Oh.
Okay. Well, then I had a mini meltdown because I was doing the math and I'm like, well, you've known her for 16 years.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
So, excuse me, you've been out of college for 12 years?
Yeah.
We don't think about things like that.
This is so rude.
One of the kids, one of the adults.
There we go.
On my kickball team, on Sunday, we were passing around driver's licenses.
What?
Why?
Because somebody pulled out theirs to show the person, and somebody caught a glimpse of the photo and was like, give me that, and then passed it around, and then it just started this whole
thing.
Because
personal bottles of champagne. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Why, Chelsea.
I was like, were you listening to Olivia?
And I knew, like, I knew he was young, but he was like, somebody was like, we want to see yours. And so he pulled his driver's license out, and somebody grabbed it and like passed it down to Arden at the table. And I was like, well, I have to leave now.
Oh my God. 1999 is when
you were born.
Oh no.
You were born in 1999.
You're offending me.
And then the guy I was sitting beside is like my age. And so I was like, what?
Gross.
How old is he? Is he old enough to be here with us?
Like, should I call his mom?
Yeah, and he was like, he goes, I think, well, no, if he was born in 2000, because it's 2021. So if he was born in 2000, he would only be 21. 1999, he's 22. And I was like, okay, yes, 22 years old. Okay, great. 22 years old. I was 12 years old when he was born.
Great.
And when I became an adult, he was 6.
Great.
And now we're drinking together. And no wonder I'm exhausted on Monday.
Exactly. Because I'm trying to keep up with these
children.
But you
know what I do hope? Like, should I write them a letter and bury it in the backyard? You know how you bury time mm-hmm. capsules?
Yeah.
Should we bury one for them that are like, remember how I was going out with you in my 30s?
Yeah.
It was only because of the pandemic.
But also, level up. Can you imagine being like that at your age now?
Yeah.
Imagine the work I was putting in to stay out with you and sing karaoke at midnight on a Sunday.
Please remember. You and actually, no, he's more responsible than me, though. He went home at like 9.
Oh, they're still responsible.
They are responsible.
Remember when Amy didn't remember when you had to have an X on your hand? Because she's so much older than us, so she didn't remember that.
Yeah, and you called them X bars.
I think
it's because I went to college somewhere that didn't do that.
Yeah. And gay bars traditionally are always open to 18 plus because usually if there's a gay bar present, there's usually only one or two maximum.
What we're referring to is on Friday night, Travis was explaining that someone had X's on their hand. They were so young. And I was like, why would they get tattoos on their hands of X's because they're young? Is that popular? I'm so confused. He and Chelsea just went with it so quickly that I didn't understand. And then they said it was for when you go to a bar and if you're under 21 but over 18, so you're allowed to go to the bar, you just can't drink. They put huge X's on your hands.
With permanent marker.
With permanent marker?
It's permanent marker.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Because you could wash it off otherwise. But actually, if you were a good 18 to 20-year-old, mm-hmm. what you would do is you would take some Elmer's glue mm-hmm. and you would do a very thin layer on your...
To the bar, you took Elmer's glue?
Before you left your house. To go straight to the bar.
Oh.
You'd put a thin layer of Elmer's glue on your hand.
Oh. They'd be like, sir, you're so glossy. You need some lotion.
And then they put the X. And then when you go into the bathroom, you can just peel that X right off. And no, it's bad. Do not do it, kids.
He said good.
Don't do it.
He said good.
If you were a sneaky mm-hmm. 18 to 20-year-old like I was.
I've seen places that did wristbands. And it was always weird because, like, well, how would wristbands work? Because
two colors.
But I mean, it's just unrealistic that someone's going
to swap it off.
Exactly.
Because all you have to have happen is you'd be like, my wristband fell off. Like the older person in the group. Mm-hmm. And then they go up to the thing, show their ID again, get another wristband to replace theirs. And meanwhile, they've slipped it off onto the other person.
Yeah, but these are all crimes. So all we don't recommend them.
No, crime is bad. Don't do it. Don't drink in public.
To our 18 to 20-year-old listeners.
Yeah.
We have so many of them.
Yeah,
please
so many.
Don't commit these club crimes.
These atrocities.
I do remember that I must have committed some type of club crime in my college days.
Yeah.
I imagine.
16 years ago, like an elderly
you remember that?
Grandma. you would be so exhausted from coming home, you just pass right out in your bed mm-hmm. or someone else's bed, whoever's bed it was.
Right.
Anybody's bed.
A bed.
And then if you or happen, floor. I would not sleep on the floor.
You never passed out on the floor your entire college career.
Maybe I don't remember.
Okay.
I think if you
were fighting naked in the street, you've passed out on the floor. I think it's possible.
Maybe I had a sheet.
Okay.
I did start out with a sheet in the street. Somehow it just
I
got
had some sheets
off.
In the
oh, wow.
streets. It's fine.
I had sheets
okay.
in the streets.
Sorry, continue. Continue
I was actually
your story.
How do we continue from there?
Yeah.
I was actually just laying in the pavement. I don't know.
Pavement. Okay.
It wasn't the floor, Travis. It was
not
the
floor.
Gravel.
Travis, difference
we,
between
Travis.
Gravel
I we
and
were
floors.
Wild now because we take pictures with mimosas in the street. Chelsea invented.
Yeah. You invented
wild in the
being
street.
Wild yeah. in the street. Okay. Continue the other story.
So then you would fall asleep with your hand under
oh.
your
oh,
face.
Yes.
And then you have you not ever woken up
yeah.
with a huge
No, because he
X.
always removed the X.
Yeah.
No, he
yes.
didn't. Didn't go to the X
no.
bars. So I only, sole individual in this world.
No, but I have at bars where they put stamps on your hands.
Oh, yeah, when they used to do that.
When they used to do stamps, even if you were overage, they would put a stamp to say you were overage.
But it was great because then if you left and wanted to come back in, you're like,
you
I've,
already
been,
I've
in
already
here.
Been
hi,
in.
I'm already
hi,
been
hi,
in here.
I already have my stamp. Let me back in.
Yep.
Oh,
so,
those would be all over my face all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So
terrible.
I don't know what they do nowadays, kids, but.
But also, just to reflect back on that, they were putting stamps on our hands to get back into the bar if we left. That washed off. So they were encouraging you to
not wash
your
hands
if you
yes.
use the restroom. That right. is disgusting.
But you know, you like me, I would wash my hands, but
it
then
would not
you're like
all
just
the way
washing,
off.
Like,
yes.
You're just, you're trying to wash
the
middle, the palm of
and
your
you're
hand.
Like, oh, no, no, no.
No, no, don't
and
get on the stamp.
If you ever remember, if you did get it on the stamp, you'd come immediately from the bathroom and be like,
My stamp.
I've been in here. Please stamp me.
Yeah. I was washing my hands. Please.
Please stamp me.
Please stamp me. I need to be stamped.
Like, Jesus, what a gross concept.
It's so weird.
Now that you think about it with a pandemic lens.
Wristbands
like,
are the way to
gross.
Go.
Wristbands are the way to go.
We don't understand. Please, we'll buy them for your bar.
Yeah, we'll get them for you.
With our logo on them.
Yeah, so people listen
Brunch
to
Brunchcast wristbands.
Oh,
yeah.
it's a
new thing.
Okay. Except ours are like slap bracelets, so you can easily exchange them if needed.
I don't think that's going to fly in.
Will that work?
Oh.
No, because they're interchangeable.
Because you can just take that off.
Yeah, I know. I was just going to support the process they're going to do on their own anyway.
They're
going to
do it anyway, so might as well help them do it easier.
I mean, we're not.
Oh, we're not.
The bar is making these decisions. We are just the logo on the slap bracelet.
We're just the provider of the item. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
Not responsible.
No, we'll even put that in like fine print on the slap bracelet.
Or maybe really big print, the whole bracelet just
not
says
responsible.
Basic Brunch Cast, not responsible.
Yes,
that's
perfect.
All it says on there. That sentence reads wrong. We're not responsible.
It reads right.
It reads right. Okay. That is
basic
what
brunch
we
cast,
meant.
Maybe
that.
We should say not liable.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, basic Brunch
or
cast,
responsible.
Not liable.
As evidenced by the fact we went out 3 times and
we're
we
very
drank
responsible.
So hello. We're elder millennials. Hope you love us.
And if you're not one yet, welcome to when you get
this
to this
what you
point.
Have
this
is what
you look forward to.
Whatever you guys are going to call your little generation. If you
Elder Z's? Elder Z's?
Geriatric Z's.
Oh, that's cute.
Geriatric Z's.
Old Z's.
Old Z's.
Old
oh,
Z's.
You're old Z's.
Old Z's.
That's cute.
But we will be much older than you when you're old Z's, so we're laughing at you, but it's us. It's
but
us.
Yeah, we're not thrilled about the age thing. I'll be lying about my age and hoping to get adopted then. I'll just be like, I'm 52, but I'm actually 33. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Okay.
I've had enough Botox. I'll trick anyone. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
My goal is to look like Joan Rivers when I'm 70.
Oh, okay. We do not support that.
Yeah,
I support it. I want to be plastic when I'm old.
It's on you. We don't mean we won't. It's
because I feel like when you're old, who the fuck cares what you look like? You can be plastic. It's when you're in this prime time of your life, you're like, no, I need to kind of look kind of like a human. But when you're past 75, I'm like, get crazy. Get plastic surgery. Put plastic all over your face. Have all the fat taken out of your body if you want to. Put more fat in your body if you want to. Do whatever you want to do.
Oh. I did see a TikTok earlier that was the line of wheelchairs in the Dominican Republic airport where it said the BBL wheelchair line, which is the Brazilian butt lift.
That's
and
amazing.
A lot of women go to Dominican to get it. And it was just a line of like young girls in this. And I was like,
that's crazy.
Okay. Note to self.
Yeah.
If I need a BBL,
that's where I go.
I'll go in my future 75-year-old self will go get my BBL.
Yeah. a BBL.
Mm-hmm. You think you would do that at 75?
Maybe 60 so I can enjoy it a little bit more. Like,
I do think 60 is that age where I would maybe do a little extra.
Yeah.
So I can feel, I can look the way that I feel inside.
Oh. No, I'm going to get a big bouncy booty.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do a little extra.
Oh, okay.
If we're going all the way out, we're flying for this.
That a little, because if somebody's like, that's a lot, I'll be like, no, girl, this was a little. There was bigger options. And
this is a little.
This is conservative.
Because I'm responsible. Travis's
hands 4 feet out from his chair.
And boom, I can't. Boom, boom, boom. Like, it could have been bigger. It could have been 6 feet wide, but I kept it to 4 feet wide. Calm down over
the
there.
The nursing home attendants are like, they're at it again. Oh, my God.
You know how hard it's going to be to wipe that ass?
Not my problem. It's the nurse's problem. I hire. It's fine. Everything's okay.
I remember in elementary school, I had this teacher. Her name was Mrs. Butterscotch. I don't know why that was her name,
but that's an interesting last name.
Very specific. And she had like a brown little bowl cut and, you know, just stretchy, elasticy pants and just the biggest butt you've ever seen. And I'm like, well, girl, you were ahead of your
time.
She
didn't know that was
ahead of her time.
You got that natural BBL.
She started the trend.
Yeah. And so she's probably, Mrs. Butterscotch is probably in her like 70s or 80s now with that big old booty.
Yeah.
And she was probably insecure for so much of her life about it. Yeah. And now she's just living it out.
With a small waist. So I'm like,
oh my God.
Lean in, girl. You're it.
I hope she's wearing skinny pants and everything.
Yeah, girl.
Wow. I hope she's wearing those
TikTok
ones.
So, Miss Butterscotch, if you're out there.
I hope she has the TikTok exercise ones with the little, like, butt, you know, seam in the middle so we can really see the cheeks.
Yeah.
It's good for her. Please show us that.
Please show us your butt seam.
We're going to go look for you on the TikToks, Miss Butterscotch. And,
okay.
We'll be right back. Oh, wait, actually. Oh, this is full. Okay.
Oh, wait, actually. Oh. I need to keep on drinking. My name's Travis.
Oh, wow.
I thought my voice was this.
And no, it's this.
It changed over break. It
changed. I went through puberty in
you
30
are.
Minutes.
Congratulations on being a man now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
It's a big Saturday for you. We're back.
I'm an adult.
Yeah, not like that little boy.
No
born
X's
in 1999.
On these
hands. Born in 1999, yeah.
My goodness. Okay.
Do you know I call my sister my baby sister, and she was born in 1992?
Wow.
And
well,
he was born 7 years later.
Yeah.
And I call her my baby sister.
So that's your baby friend.
Yeah. My mom is there right now in South Dakota. They're looking for a wedding dress.
How that's exciting.
Very exciting, yeah. Yeah, I still haven't bought my plane ticket.
There are a lot of weddings coming up.
Very expensive to fly to South Dakota.
Do you have to take a layover?
There was always a layover, but it's like, I think the cheapest flight I found so far is like $670 a person.
And is the airport close to the destination, or is there also a rental car and long drive?
We're going to have to get a rental car because I'm going to be there for like 3 or 4 days and I'm not.
But it's not an extended thing after you land?
No, it's a tiny airport. I think that's why it's so expensive, because I think you have to fly in one of those smaller planes. You can fly into Minneapolis on a normal plane and then drive 3 hours. But I don't want to do that.
The unfortunate part about the pandemic transitioning us back to normal life, normal-ish life, is everybody wants to go everywhere.
Yeah.
And the travel industry owns us.
Yeah.
So now every flight and travel amenity, like an Airbnb or a hotel, is just really pricey.
Oh my God. And the Airbnbs and the hotels,
So
expensive. The cheapest I've found so far that makes me not like want to like throw up. and this is including hotels, like anything is like $250 a night.
Because they know they can charge it.
Yeah. But it's also, to me, I'm like, not being ugly. If you live in South Dakota, we love you. But like, It's South Dakota. Who is going there in October on vacation? No, no one. No one's actually doing that in October because that's when their winter starts. Mm-hmm. I'm going there in the beginning of their winter. It is probably going to be like 40 or 50 degrees some days. I'm probably going to die of freezation. Like,
freezation, oh, sir. Freezation?
It's going to be terrible.
He's froze-aid.
Okay. Why don't you say froze?
Frozen. Die of froze. I'm going to die of froze.
But and the problem is you do want to go to this. It's very exciting because it's your sister's wedding. That's awesome.
But at minimum, it's going to be like $2,200 for me and Brian just to get there and sleep.
And so I really struggle with that. When I spend dream vacation money,
I want a dream vacation
on travel that I want to go to the thing, but I don't necessarily want to go to the flight, into the hotel, into the meals.
Yeah.
It is so hard for me to be okay with the expense of travel that I could actually go to Paris with that money.
Well, I was about to say, $2,200, we could literally fly to Paris for like a week.
Have a gorgeous
and
weekend,
have a beautiful Airbnb by the Seine.
Just need wine and croissants. Because I'll be fine.
Actually, that was, I think, the price of my honeymoon was like $2,400 for the flights and for the Airbnb, and we were there for 10 days. And I'm like, I'm going to spend that same amount.
Oh, is it appropriate to get to South Dakota, a honeymoon
in October
gift app for yourself as a guest for a wedding and ask people to contribute to your honeymoon app?
I think
as
that
a guest
is appropriate. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. I'm
so
going to start that
trend. So on your sister's wedding page, you go on and you post
just
a comment.
Just add my things.
And you
she did give me the login to her honeymoon thing. So perfect. I'll just add that and be like, Madison's
brother's travel
for my wedding.
Yeah.
Travis's hotel for my wedding. Yeah,
yeah.
I'll
okay,
put that
feels
there.
Super romantic. And then when she does her actual honeymoon, you can give her whatever's left.
Yeah, she can have whatever left. It's fine.
It feels appropriate.
I think it's fine. She's going to love this idea. I'm going to tell her all about it. She's going to be great.
Yes.
She's going to say yes.
Brides are so understanding.
So understanding.
She will love this. They love when the family
I'm
makes it
about
them. I'm
doing this for her.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Do you want me there or not?
And I'm going to be so present if I don't have to pay for it.
Yeah. I'll just not be focused on anything else.
I won't
you.
Even talk about being froze-aid.
Yeah.
I'll be so well behaved.
Yeah. I'll wear a sweatshirt to your wedding. It's fine.
No, I won't. Travis.
I mean, I won't.
No, he's going to wear a fur coat.
Oh,
fur
yes.
Coat. It does say, it said,
fur requested.
On her invitation, it said,
it'll be cold.
She didn't say like get dressed up, but it said something like something attire required. I can't remember what it said. Formal attire required. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? But I already told her, I said, well, I'm not wearing a tie.
Travis, have you ever
we
been
think
to
we
a
know
wedding.
What a formal event means.
I know it's been a while, yeah, but that's how
what
most
does that mean?
Are.
I have sweatpants
I
have sweatpants. At this point.
I don't know what that means.
I haven't worn underwear in a year. I
Travis,
don't. What does she
well,
want?
That, she doesn't. We're doesn't not asking know for that. Formal underwear. Okay. We're asking for just put something over your balls.
Okay. All right. Okay.
She means the robes. I think she means the fur robe.
I should wear that. Mm-hmm. Yes. 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 Okay.
When I hear formal, I think our fur robes.
Fur robe. Okay. Great. I do have a fur. I do have our grandmother's fur coat. I could wear that as like an ode to our grandma.
Naked under it.
Yeah. Under it naked. Yes, yes.
Please
it's,
don't
it's
ever.
It's a short fur coat that hits the waist. So,
so maybe formal underwear.
So maybe
yes.
I'll wear formal
yes,
underwear
formal
with that.
Underwear.
Yes, yes. Okay, great.
I
yes.
cannot believe
I
that you're so pandemic-ified that you just said, what does she mean by wear formal clothes?
Well, it's just such a weird way to say it.
How
I was
would
just
you
like,
say it?
I don't. Well, actually, I don't even think on my invitation I put what clothing was
attired.
But say
you wanted to guide someone. What would you say?
I guess formal, yeah.
Yeah.
Formal to me sounds like tuxedos, and I know she doesn't mean
it
tuxedos.
Does. It feels black tie-ish.
Yeah,
to me.
It feels a little black tie-ish to say formal. So I can't think of what the step
but
down from that is.
Cocktail attire, perhaps?
Yeah, cocktail attire. That would be better to say, because that's what she really means. Because I did say to her, I said, I'm not wearing a tie. Like you're super okay with that, right? And she was like, you don't have to wear a tie. And I was like, great, don't own one, never will.
So
not wearing it.
You don't own a tie?
No, I refuse to wear them.
How have you never had to?
Because
the patriarchy. I knew you were
but you've never
that.
Had to?
I've refused to. Every time somebody's ever said I needed to wear one, I've refused to wear it.
But do you need to wear a tie?
You don't. Ties
but
are
why do you need
it? Exactly.
And that is there and it's this thing that somebody decided a long time ago, actually.
I guess
actually.
They wanted to choke someone.
And honestly, you are being choked. Like,
what
it
about
is
a bow tie?
Not comfortable.
No, that's choky too.
No, have you ever worn one?
Oh, okay.
I don't think I have. I
don't think
I went
Travis
through this.
I would just like
cute
to know.
In a bow tie. Like, it's
I went
not his
through
style.
This phase.
Our friend Moonjo wore a bow tie when we saw him the other day.
Well, he's a dog.
That's a good point. He's a dog.
Moonjo is a chucky dog.
I did go through an emo phase from like 20 to like 22 where I did own like three ties, but I didn't wear, you know,
the like skinny Avril ones, and you
the
sort
Avril
of,
Lavigne where they were like hanging down, like you tied it, but you let it loose.
About a bow tie.
Yeah, but that's the only tie that I've ever worn.
But we appreciate the emo phase recap.
I have not worn a bow tie. I've not worn a regular tie. And honestly, if I went to a formal event like that where they were like men have to wear a tie, I probably would not go. Okay. I probably would, at a protest, be like, I'm not going to that. I'm not wearing. You're not going to force me to wear like a tuxedo and tie.
Or would you go?
You know what? I did wear a bow tie to prom. I wore a bow tie to prom.
Did you go to prom with someone?
I had to go with a girl because we were only allowed to have, you were only allowed to bring somebody of the opposite sex.
And you had to wear a bow tie.
Well, everyone needed to wear a tuxedo. So I picked a bow tie. Yeah. So, but yeah, you weren't allowed to buy tickets for somebody of the same sex. You had to buy it for somebody of the opposite sex. So
South.
Yeah. The South. So it's great. So yeah, don't wear ties. Not going to wear a tie to this, but I probably will buy something special for her wedding. Like
if
something I've never worn before.
If there's any money left from the GoFundMe for
Yes. If there's anything left, I will buy something special.
Yeah. Maybe include that. Like I would love to wear something nice. So everyone, if you could
also outfit fund, if you
want me to look nice at the event.
Balenciaga would be great, but I guess I can like downgrade to like Gucci or something. If we can't afford Balenciaga, that's fine.
Well, I thought it was pronounced Balenciaga. So
That's how they say it in a song, which is unfair to us, Travis. Yes. No. That's not fair. Our reference point
Can
is off.
Can you please
how dare
say it
they?
Again?
Balenciaga.
Balenciaga?
I thought it was Balenciaga.
Yeah.
Balenciaga?
Balenciaga.
Isn't it the Cardi B song where she says it?
I don't know. Probably some song like that.
Okay. So all the money will be here soon. Your trip is funded.
My outfit is funded.
I think your outfit, we might have to revisit the level of outfit you're expecting because...
All right. I guess I can go to Target.
One item from one of those brands will be the same price as what you just described as your whole trip costing.
Oh, trip. Yeah.
So if you are good with legitimately wearing the fur coat and one thing under it, we can probably get you one of those things from the Honey Fund.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. Thank you for your help.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
We'll work on the website later.
I'll let my sister know that that's going to be added to her Honey
I don't know
fund.
If we have to let her know. I mean, that's still something we should discuss.
I just log in and just put it there. Mm-hmm. Don't tell her. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Totally fine. So, but fur coats are the best. I love them. Like I was reading this article the other day about the ethics of wearing vintage fur.
Right. It already exists.
The animal is already dead. It's something from your grandmother.
It was purchased in a time where
when it was acceptable,
there was less awareness
and also less farming because a lot of that stuff was not farmed to be killed in that time frame. And the pieces that I have are my grandmother's. And one of the pieces is actually not even hers. It's her older sister who was like 10, 15 years older than her. And so the piece is even older because my grandmother would have been very young at the time it was purchased. So these are very old pieces I own, but I am very afraid to wear them out and about because I don't want people, and that's why I was reading a bunch of articles about it because it was like, is the perception that I endorse murdering animals to take their fur to wear? Or is there a way to like explain to people like this is a vintage piece, like it was handed down to me, it was my grandma's, like it's special to me because she's gone and I get to have this piece. So
maybe you can like stitch a patch on the back,
that says something
just like I do care about animal rights.
No, I didn't think that. Just say this
they are responsible.
This piece is vintage.
It was my grandma's. Bitch. Yeah, my grandma would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's my suggestion. If you don't want to get judged for your fur, just like put a patch on the back.
And that also looks good at a formal wedding. So
at a formal wedding,
this is really on brand for the event.
I'm gonna wear my fur. It's gonna say that. It's not like I'm designing new fur coats. It's fine. These are vintage fur coats.
Yeah, it's vintage. It's not like you're going to kill a Dalmatian to make it.
Well, no. I hope not.
That would be terrible.
I hope no one did ever to
All
make
right,
it.
All right, Cruella.
Well, I did watch the new Cruella movie. Why is there a meatball truck driving by here?
What kind of truck is it?
A meatball truck.
There is a wedding going on next door, I think we noticed. I think we can have free dinner later.
Okay,
I'm sorry because I just
saw... We just get dressed up from clothes out of your closet and walk over.
We have to wear these biker shorts and t-shirts.
And be like, hey, we're here from the wedding.
Can we borrow one of Ty's ties?
Yeah. We put on
and
the ties with
the
outfit.
And then we put the tie from Ty. And we...
Perfect.
Okay. Sorry, I was
free
just
dinner.
Trying
no,
to...
No, I'm glad you said that.
We're sponsored
that.
By this meatball truck now.
Meatball
we're
trucks.
Free wedding dinner.
So you did watch the new Cruella?
I did watch it. I actually watched it twice.
What? Oh, I've only seen it once. You watched it twice?
I don't watch anything twice.
Well, Jesus, it was $30. I had to get my money's worth.
Yeah.
You have to watch it 30 times.
So I thought it was a super cute movie. They started from basically when Cruella was a baby.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the deal? Is it humans are in it? It's not cartoon.
Oh, yeah. It's live action.
Okay. It's Emma Stone.
Oh, that's right.
It's Emma Stone and Emma Thompson. Both the Emmas.
Okay. I thought that it was a really well done movie. It was very long. It was about 2 hours.
Yeah, it is really long.
So I watched it with my niece, and then we actually were trying, because of course all of my plans get foiled by rain. So on Father's Day, we were supposed to go on the boat. I don't have a boat.
20 hours.
My dad does. And
he would love to drive you around for Father's Day.
He would love to drive us around on his boat for Father's Day. So that did not happen. He was probably so happy about it. And then we had a steak and eggs brunch. And then we ended up watching the movie again. And it's just really good. I don't know. Have you watched it?
I watched it.
It's hard to talk about it without having any spoilers. That's the thing.
I thought it was really well done.
Yes,
I thought,
for sure.
So I obviously, and you too, we work with people from England and stuff like that. So one of my friends and I from England, we were constantly comparing our language differences. So as I'm watching it, like, because my brain is just messed up, I'm like listening to her accent and listening to the word sheet that they had her use, because I'm like, I wonder how well, this is a long movie to carry through this accent, how many, she's got to have messed up. And there was one spot I thought it was so interesting, because we say schedule, but British people say, and I can't say it, schedule, which is so difficult to say when you're not used to saying it. And she had to say that word a couple times, and she always said it perfect, like just like a British person. And I was like, oh, they did good. Like, they had her really practice it. But then I started thinking, also, she's starring with Emma Thompson, who is British. So she probably was also giving her pointers throughout, like, oh, try to say that again. And then she did do an interview with a British journalist. And he actually, it was so funny, because as she said it, I looked at Brian and I go, oh, she just got that word right. And the British journalist that she interviewed with, when I was watching it, he was like, I noticed how you said, schedule. And he was like,
sounds very bad.
It sounds terrible.
It,
yeah.
Do you think she said it perfectly once and then they just spliced it in?
No, you're trying to make a whole sentence. Oh, so I think she nailed it. The only time that I noticed anything, and I'm not British, but it was only one time, and she said mom. And Roxy's getting crazy.
Get the meatballs. Some guests arriving. I have seen a cake.
Let's go ask them about the honey fund if they'll contribute as guests to a different wedding.
Do you guys want
to
contribute to the honey fund?
Sorry, sometimes we get a little distracted.
Yeah, a little distracted.
And then Rowdy Roxy.
Yeah.
Amy's a little dog.
5 pounds of bark.
But she did say mom one time.
Instead of mom?
And they say mom. And that was the only time I ever caught her say something incorrect
Have
as far as their
answer. Have you DM'd her yet about this?
I should.
Yeah. I didn't pay attention to any of this at all. And I watched it twice and didn't consider any
of this. But
this
is what's wrong with my brain. This is why I don't sleep.
It's not wrong. It's just...
It cannot just focus and enjoy things. I have to like sit there and analyze everything that happens in my life.
And I'm just dead stare, existing, mostly not.
We don't have
thinking.
Any depth.
The fashion was phenomenal.
Yes, the fashion for sure. What I really liked was there's a part where they really lean into Cruella becoming into her own.
Yeah.
And
by that we mean insane. She starts becoming insane.
I like when people get insane. Just
so relatable for us.
Yeah.
So relatable. No, I don't like that at all. But when she does the window, that was just, I just thought it was really well done.
The window was great.
What made her cruel? Did she have one
we
event or was
you.
It
It's
everything?
A huge spoiler
it's
alert.
It's a huge spoiler.
There is
so
one,
we can't tell
there's
you.
One reason that starts everything into motion.
Would it make me sad?
Honestly, I don't think it's that much of a spoiler because it's the classic Disney trope.
Yeah, but
and it's,
did a man break her heart?
Okay.
No, what happens in every Disney movie to a character's family?
They die.
Who always dies?
Her mom.
The mom always dies. If you look at Disney movies, they're fucked up. The mom is almost always dead.
Like Walter, what happened to you?
His mom died.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Walt Disney's?
He bought one of the first things he did with his money after like his first film was he bought his mom a house and it had a gas leak.
What?
And she died.
So this whole empire is built on his
and then he
trauma?
Started and then he started just putting in the dead mom thing into all of his films.
Well, that's not great.
No, it's not good. He also wasn't a good man. Like if you study his history, he's not that great. They've done a good job distancing themselves from some of his beliefs during World War II. He wasn't quite a good man during that time period. So they've definitely distanced themselves, changed a little bit, tried to remove themselves a couple steps away from his former beliefs. But that one piece of the Disney character just seems to hang on. They just like always kill the mom. Toy Story, the mom's alive.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And Brave, the mom is alive.
What about Moana and these newer
Moana's ones? Mom is dead.
Yeah.
Really? Still? They're continuing this?
Frozen. Both of their parents are dead in Frozen.
Mm-hmm. We can break the pattern. He's gone. We don't have to keep doing this.
They kill, and like Ariel, her mom's dead.
Do you think it's Belle, in the contract when the writer dead. Wants to do a Disney movie? They're like, just one little thing that we love what you've done here. We're going to have to kill the mom. What?
I mean, will you really stop it? Like all of their mom. Well, okay, Lion King, the mom's not dead. The dad dies. So that one is a little different. They killed the dad instead of the mom.
They just like swap the parent.
Swap the parent that you kill.
Okay. So creative.
Aladdin is an orphan and Jasmine, her mom is dead.
Mm-hmm.
You just have all these dead parents and it's super weird. And it's like, and obviously what they're using it as is they're using that as the jumping point for why this character becomes whatever they become.
Yeah.
But okay, there's other things that make people grow and change and become something better.
More children could actually relate to because they may experience these things if they were willing to have a little variety in the things that they went through that gave them adversity.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that is part of a why. And I think there's a lot more to it, but that is just as a semi-spoiler, the mom is dead.
Yeah, but fair. And there's more to complexity.
Yeah, it's
so
way more complex than that. Yeah.
You can watch a movie and see. One thing that I notice is that now, so do you guys remember that in the 90s when the first movie came out, there were Dalmatians, a lot of Dalmatians then.
The problem is also they said people started buying, whenever there's a Disney movie that comes out, people start buying that animal.
Yeah.
So now people will buy Dalmatians.
And that is,
they're high strung.
That is fine, but they're very, there's been a lot of animal rescue organizations who have said, guys, Dalmatians are fine, but just know they come with a lot of complexities
they
as an animal.
They need a lot of attention and
they're
a lot of exercise.
Exercise.
Dogs.
And they're very hyper.
Yeah. And hard
to
train.
Was it yesterday we saw one? We saw one yesterday. I was shocked.
It wasn't a puppy. It was probably.
It was a puppy, but, and I don't even think it was related to the movie. But
I have not seen
a Dalmatian in years.
Walking two Dalmatians when I went to get coffee this morning. And I was like, well, they're beautiful, but it was by apartments. You have two Dalmatians in your apartment?
And they honestly are, like, they're not, like, the interesting thing is, it's like, if you read anything from, like, the AKC, they are not a family dog. They are unpredictable. They are prone to be a little bit more aggressive because they were bred to be like with police and with firefighters. They were bred in order to be like rescue dogs
and so
safety
pretty.
Dogs.
I think that people just think that they're more calm than they really are.
Yeah, and they're just not. And it's like, they're not for families. Like, do not get this dog for your children. Like, this is not the most predictable
dog.
Actually
get nothing based on a movie.
Oh, exactly. Literally never do that.
If you watch a movie with a bear, don't buy a bear. It's not safe. Don't buy bears.
We don't recommend it.
I mean, maybe buy a fish, but don't buy a clownfish from Finding Nemo.
No,
buy like
no.
just a goldfish or something.
A goldfish.
Like, it's there. It
or
is
maybe
weird
get a 3D printer and just make your own little version of an imaginary one. That's all you need. That's what we can offer you.
Okay, Amy, that doesn't sound accessible to most people.
Buy
a 3D printer.
Anyone. I don't know.
Guys, just buy a 3D
printer. Don't want them to get the dog.
I know. No,
you should
never buy a dog.
Look, I'm holding up, buddy. You go to Target and you
get a fake
a little
major fake squirrel.
Animal. Buddy has been a great companion for this podcast. He joined us. He has been on this podcast for just as long as some other people, 6 months, and
he
is just as valuable.
He's doing great.
More valuable.
Buddy is great. He brings a lot to this podcast.
He joins us at brunches
on
occasions.
He can also go in my bag.
Yeah.
So
he's well behaved.
He never talks back.
He never talks.
He
doesn't
need
talk
to go
at
out.
All.
So get a stuffed animal, not a 3D printer. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm back.
Yes.
Much more
here
accessible.
Here I am out there wanting people to create their own zoos.
No,
don't do that.
You have a zoo for Roxy now doesn't mean other people.
Yeah, a zoo of dragons.
Is Roxy even real?
Is Roxy
is she 3D printed?
She
made out
be.
Of 3D printing? No, it's stuffed animals, Amy. We
it's
saw
right.
it.
We saw that.
I got bold with my goals for everyone. I'm not going to do this.
Okay.
we'll need to check.
I was about
in a
to ask you if
things.
You owned a 3D printer.
No.
Okay.
No. I don't think she anyone does... even needs a regular printer.
No.
I hope to never print.
Oh God,
anything.
We have one, and I'm like, why
you don't
do we
have a real
this?
Printer?
We do. Ty
probably
actually has
for
to print
work
all the time.
Okay.
Work.
Yeah.
But every time I hear the printer going because it's next to my desk, I'm like, really? We're printing
things?
Oh. I had to print something last week because of some tax stuff that happened in 2009 that I didn't know about.
That was back when you had to print, so now they're like, you must go back in time and print something.
They were like, well, you're going to have to mail in a request for this. And I was like,
hold on,
I
let
don't
me
know
get
how
a printer
to use
and
the mail.
What do you mean mail in a request? Why not, can't I just go
on
online?
Phone.
And she was like, well, you need to print this form, you need to fill it out, and you need to mail it in, and then we will mail you.
And you said, no wonder this is unresolved.
A copy, yeah. Well, it was something I had no idea about. And I was like, well, did you ever send me any information about this, like, ever? Because I've never, I didn't know this was a thing. And she was like, we did back in 2015. And I was like, to what address? Like, I didn't live there, so I did not get that.
Well, at least
so,
you just like, didn't get it. You weren't like, print it and send it. I'm not doing that.
No, but I did. I immediately printed it out, filled it out, and then went up to the, walked to the mail, little mail droppy box thing at the end of the street and dropped it in there with a stamp and everything. Wow. And I was like, Jesus Christ, this is
He's
stupid.
Like the little mailboxy thing at the end of the street.
I don't know what you call those. What do you call those? Those blue boxes?
A mailbox.
A mailbox?
Yours is a mailbox and that's a mailbox.
A postal box, I think.
A post box? A post office box?
None of us know.
Now we don't know. We are sorry for making fun of you.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Now, in addition to finding Miss Butterscotch, we have to figure out about what boxes are called.
Box.
What's your box called?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Well, I don't really have anything else other than that.
I guess we'll go next door for the meatballs now.
Yeah, it's time to go break up this wedding.
Okay.
I don't agree with you marrying these people.
I object. I'm here in my fur coat.
And they're like, who are you? It doesn't matter. I object.
You all bring your fur robes? Perfect.
Yes, perfect. Let's go. All right.
Bye.
Happy wedding.
Maybe. Thank you for having brunch with us today. Please follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at Basic Brunchcast. Our website, basicbrunchcast.com, or check out our merchandise store, basicbrunchcast.threadless.com. Cheers, Basics. Let's brunch again soon. This has been a Popjoy Media production.